Rob, the jury was out for just 3 hours. Was such a quick verdict expected?
I don't think it was. I think everybody agreed that there was a lot of technical information that the jury had to sift through. And so I think they expected it to last a little bit longer, possibly into today. But one clear indicator, I think, was Judge Leon Holmes called into the jury a little bit after five, asking them if he needed to order out dinner or what their plans were. And they said that wasn't necessary. They were about to take a vote. A few minutes later, they came back and said they had made a decision, and everybody was notified to head up to the fourth floor courtroom.
How did the prosecution and defense both approach their closing statements?
The defense, Chuck Banks, he admitted to the jury that Ms. Schaffner knew she had done wrong when she took the money. But he also argued that there was no evidence to indicate or to link her taking the money to any kind of bribery or extortion. But the other thing was, he said that she was afraid to admit or tell anybody and report the $6,000 that she received on every 6 months for 3 years. She didn't want to report that because she feared that if it was found out, she could be get in trouble with the State Ethics Commission, and that could end up to her being removed from her elected office.
What might happen next? Will there be sentencing on these charges?
Well, right now, Ms. Schaffner faces an additional 10 counts of mail fraud under a separate indictment having to do with misuse of campaign funds. That trial was supposed to begin at the end of March. However, we learned today in court that Chuck Banks has asked for a continuance, saying he has a conflict, and the judge said he would probably set the trial for a later date. The judge also said he would not order a pretrial report done, pre-sentencing report done on Ms. Schaffner until the second case is taken care of, so then that they can take everything as a whole and go from there.
And does Ms. Schaffner remain free on bond?
Yes, Ms. Schaffner remains free on bond. The judge and the U.S. prosecutors in court on Tuesday both agreed she was not a flight risk, and she remains free on bond until the next hearing or until the second trial begins.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.